This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, July 13th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The world's 3 billion workers need a new global deal. That's the goal of a unique program initiated by the Swedish government and supported by international labor bodies. It is aimed at ensuring stable income and decent working conditions through what is called social dialogue, the interaction of governments, employer groups, and labor unions. Social dialogue includes consultation and negotiations amongst the three social partners aimed at developing common agreement on economic and social policy. Sharon Burrow is one of the labor leaders supporting the global deal. Ms. Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers such as the British Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States.
The global deal is a critical initiative for a world where the workforce is in trouble and globalization is producing markets that are shrinking, not growing. Historic levels of unemployment, poverty wages, insecure, often unsafe work. That's what the majority of the workforce faces. And it's no accident in that context that people can't participate in a global world where it relies on trade, on consumption, to actually grow jobs. Inclusive growth, a world where people can feel secure to build a future for their children, relies on finding solutions to this troubled environment. 85% of people tell us that they want to see the rules of the global economy rewritten. Must be rights-based, social protection, minimum living wages, wages on which people can live with dignity, freedom of association, collective bargaining, and the rule of law. Business responsibility, the UN guiding principles, the three pillars, due diligence against human rights. Employers taking responsibility for seeing that the risk of human rights is not in their supply chain. And then, of course, grievance procedures at every level and indeed remedy. Social dialogue, that's the answer. If we're going to actually change the future so people have confidence in both national and domestic labour markets internationally, then we need the global deal.
The Global Deal is an initiative of the Swedish government. Stefan Löfven is the Prime Minister of Sweden, leader of the country's Social Democratic Party, and a trade unionist.
I am convinced that through a social dialogue, a global deal, we can make sure that the economy benefits everybody. We need to improve employees' working conditions, wages. When they get improved conditions and wages, they will have a stronger purchasing power, meaning that companies will benefit as well. Companies will have more productive organizations, and the society will benefit also. We want more and more employers, enterprises, as well as trade unions, employees, and political leaders to engage in this social dialogue. And with different perspectives from different countries, different regions, continents, according to their circumstances, they can develop this dialogue in accordance with what they want to achieve themselves.
The Global Deal is being supported by the UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO. Guy Ryder, also a trade unionist, is the ILO's Director General.
The Global Deal is really important, I think, for two reasons. Firstly, it aims to stimulate social dialogue at work, that interaction between employers, workers, and governments, which is essential to produce fairness at work. And I think, secondly, it's precisely this notion in the world today we need new initiatives for social justice, for people to get a share in the benefits of this global economy.
The Global Deal was initially developed in Sweden with social dialogue between the government, employer groups, and the Swedish Trade Union Confederation, LO. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.